if the meeting had been broadcast, then it could have followed. But anyway, only problem is the person gives you only 20 minutes to complete this meeting. So we don't get into tears, we wish you could stay.
I'm quite aware that you're longing to be back in the council. I'm very aware about that, especially now that the local government election is coming.
Yeah, you just need to be back in peace. You could do a lot of problems there. Okay, that's not all right. I mean,
you shall be in for a big surprise.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning, members. Good morning, officials from Parliament and also from Department and also from PMG. I was just reminding the official from PMG that they have a tendency of circulating a register. These are not their meetings. If they want any register, they get it from the Committee Secretariat, like anybody else who would wish to get to know as to who else was in the meeting. That person gets that information from the Committee Secretariat. So indirectly, what I am saying is that we do not sign that register from PMG. In case it happens that they quietly attempt to circulate the rest of it. Especially some of the visitors who come through, they find themselves usually having to sign the rest of it. Yes, they are doing a very good job. There is no question about that. At times we do rely on them. Once we have our own minutes, we rely on them at times because we want to double check our correctness of our own recordings. Whilst we equally rely on ourselves as well for purposes of such. Today we are going to deal only with the administrative issues that pertain to both minutes and also the strat plan. The strat plan draft document may have been taken through into two sessions. It has been with us for quite some time. We can only hope and trust that we have gotten through it so that our work is done smoothly. Let us also welcome Zoraga. She has been ill for quite some time, and wish her all the best and good health going forward. We're going to have a very short period before we rise for election. As a result, we are here only up until the 18th of May. On the 4th of May, due to the budget vote report still being processed by the House Chair, a request from that side was that if we can reschedule our session, because they still need to take their processes. That's the trend we are going to take. It does give us still time, because only on the 11th that our budget vote stage is expected to take place. So we shall then be expected to take that budget vote report on the 4th of May, which gives needs us for some time now to really look into it and then make whatever comments and added recommendations should there be a case or a need. Now, we should have then also to tackle that one with the tariffs briefing by the department and also entities that are with water boards. So that will be expected to come before us. Maybe regarding the tests, our researcher might have to come in and assist us with regards to the situation before, what has been the case, what are the future prospects. Remember, we were also taking a discussion briefly at some point about whether or not we need an independent regulator as far as water is concerned in our country. They call it what? Economic regulator? And also whether we have to go through the route of a standardized tariff regime. What we have here is that all the water boards, they have their own tariff regimes. Now, you're going to have within one area neighbors governed by different water boards, assuming different tariff structures. Now, these are neighbors. On one hand, one talks about the distance in which one has to be subjected to for any tariff to be imposed. But in the case wherein, here is one neighbor more, how do you then deal with that situation where they are going to disparage it? The one neighbor having to be imposed more tariffs than the other. So we're dealing with those situations. Hence I'm saying perhaps our researcher might wish to assist us. And what is the trend elsewhere in an economy so close to ours? Whether in South America, whether in Asia, or whether, for that matter, even in our own continent. What are the lessons that you can draw from those experiences? What tariff models are they following? It really gets to be an issue. Moreover, that ours as a member of parliament, we also come into the cycle almost at the very, very tail end. In fact, we don't even have a role to play, to put it blank. We're literally just being informed. So the train is on. So it's just an exercise, if you like, sort of saying in futility. Precisely because the train is gone. In fact, it is almost a stage of implementation, if I'm not mistaken. So, what then becomes our role, and what then becomes our inputs? So these are the kinds of things that we really need to look into going forward. Because we want to have to play a meaningful role in the equation. We don't simply just want to receive a briefing, and then whatever input we make, you know, goes nowhere. For intents and purposes. I'm mentioning all of this so that we get a sense, especially from our researcher, to what are the trends out there and what experience can we learn from out there. Now that's what we shall have to be dealing with on 4th of May. So I just thought, let me just make those few remarks pertaining to what we are to do today and what we are to be expected to do. Talking about next week. Next week is a bit of a very awkward one. On Tuesday, it is Ipsis, wherein other committees are meeting that meet on Tuesday. Art and culture, education among us. And then, of course, treasury, public enterprise, and rural development are the issues that are going to come together next week, which is the only issue. Thursday has been declared as a constituent day, and Friday. And then on Wednesday, it is public holiday, it's a film day. So that's what is happening. As a result, we did try to look at whether or not we can meet even on Thursday, but it came out to be clear that it's considered the day. And on Tuesday, other members are attending other committees. So clearly, for next week, we are literally going to be attending, for some of us who are attending or part of other committees, committee work and also conciliate EPCs. Just as a warning for if the EPCs are going to run until such time that we are able to leave Cape Town for constituency, you book your flights as of today, otherwise you'll be for shock because it might just be full. It's in a number of places, there's going to be a whole long weekend. So that's what we are like going to be experiencing next week. Mr. Pazwa?
Chairperson, may I just add the last meeting we had week before last week with the Research Council. The CEO of the Research Council after the meeting had a discussion with me and he raised the concern that he gets the impression that the portfolio committee is not on part of what is happening within the research mission, and he would have loved to show us all the what they are doing. So it's maybe something, you know, it's there's a lot of new stuff or new inventions that they are looking at but that we are not aware of, and maybe it is time that I get the impression it stuff comes to us, like you said, when the bus is already lit. We can't even get onto that bus. We can't even make any recommendations to those kind of stuff. So I think we should revisit what is our role and how do we influence. Why do we get these stuff? Why don't they send us this stuff beforehand? I have asked previously on the water ban. Can't we, and the new act, can't we get draft so that we can go through this draft to start to ask questions? When we get it, it's too late. So it's just the input on more or less what you were saying. Thank you, sir.
The truth of the matter is that, my dear, we literally get to deal with the issues that pertain to legislation. So that's what we've been exposed to, or that's what I think we find that. Could be a person here or there. The matter I'm trying to address here talks pretty much to us having to really begin to do a scanning of the environment we are working in. From a supply side of things, from a demand side of things, so that we get a very clear sense of the two. Who is who in this zone that we are operating in? And a lot of things are happening out there. From a demand side of things, talking here about the industries, and talking here about manufacturing activity, your Coca-Cola's, your SABs, they're doing a lot of work, your the sorcerers of this world, hating all sorts of things, close to the point of raising the person, innovation-wise. And the benefit we might be accrued as a country out of those activities, whether or not we are really making use of those. Now, you ask what on the issue about legislation, both on the amendments on water research and also on the National Water Act and Services. I think we need to get a very clear sense about the timetable to an extent we get to the point we are raising, get that has been agreed upon. Usually it is cabinet, and then, if I'm not mistaken, I think that process is already in motion. There are public consultations happening already from the legislation point of view. That process is already in motion up there. Am I right, Joy? So the public is already interacting with that draft, with that new legislation.
I think that government debate was the norms and standards for tariff setting.
Speak to the mic, I can't hear you much.
The revised water and sanitation bill, in which they're beginning to look at how they amalgamate the National Water Act, Water Services Act, and make those amendments there too, into one piece of legislation, hasn't been gazetted as yet. What was gazetted was norms and standards, revised norms and standards, and revised water pricing strategies. And they had public hearings on that, and I think they're in the process now of consolidating the outcomes of those public hearings. I haven't seen anything in the government process.
Okay, can we get all of that information in our next meeting? Both from the corrected norms and standards. That one did get a sense of what you just explained. But also, if you can also get a sense of the legislation that is still to come before us, at what stage, at what point is it at? Okay. Can we get that in writing, if you don't mind, to our committee secretary, so that we don't simply just rely on words of mouth? Is that fine, I
suppose? Yes, sir.
Members, I think we should get going. I would advise that we start off first with the strike plan, so that we dispense off with that and then go straight to the... Let's give each other just 5-10 minutes to just recap. Shall we then do page by page? Page 1. When you shall have to adopt this, shall then have to mean that we take away there on top a revised project, revised draft. We then be left with first plan for of the portfolio committee. Are we fine with that? After the remarks there that the project had suggested, I don't understand what that means. I think that we also think that out as well. Once members are still thinking, paragraph number 3, the findings and recommendations of the work of the committee reveal the need to strengthen its oversight mandate. I think we are comfortable with that as well. So the title. Whilst members are still thinking on bullet point number 4 and 5, the future about this with the work that we've been doing as a committee, hammering on a need to talk about Northern Standards. That process we've just listened to what Sharon was saying is underway, which also takes us to another one about the review of the efficacy and alignment of grants. All of these grants are going to be put together. There is that process in motion as well. I want to say that we shall have to be the owners of this project at the end of the day. So therefore, as to who shall have compiled it, neither here nor there. All what we can say is to appreciate the work done by Shirin. But at the end, it is now going to be our product. So we are going to take away combat by who? Is there anything else that's still on page 1?
The voting infrastructure, the new voting infrastructure.
The consolidated grant.
Yeah.
That's what that bullet point 4 is saying. No. Bullet point 5, sorry. It talks directly to the contrary. Alignment of grants, or consolidation of grants.
I agree, but there is already a new grant in the new boat. So the water service infrastructure grant. That's been changed. Can you speak to that in the document? It's already, architecture now, it's already been aligned. I'm asking that we shouldn't already be it's already been done.
How would you recommend?
The perspective of things. What is the structure it says here? Funding is provided through a new water service infrastructure grant. So they've already aligned, they've already created a new grant. So I think we just need to see how we're going to revise it. It's on page 3 of the budget.
Proposing that we add each year is one of those bullet points.
Yes.
Or we firm up that bullet point number 5.
We're adding the new infrastructure, water services, infrastructure.
Any comments, Sherry?
No, that's a good, useful point. Because we also have to monitor how the department oversees that particular grant, because that particular grant will be given to some municipalities that are doing well as an unconditional grant to provide for their services.
Okay.
Because
Rand is received later on in the budget.
Okay. So we are adding a bullet point there.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet points.
Over the infrastructure, the water service infrastructure grant in the program. This grant is mainly for the allocation of the 27 priority rural district municipalities.
Does that clarify your question, Mr. Mugun? It's part of our oversight to monitor.
Yeah.
This grant. To those three areas, our researcher has begun a process of putting together a very simplified glossary of terms and processes and systems that relate to our water and sanitation space. It's quite a useful tool for us also to get a sense of understanding as to when we talk about reticulation, what are we talking about? When we talk about water services, what we talk about? When we talk about water resources, what we talk about? And so so on and so forth. I think it's going to come in quite handy. If you like, it could be your water and sanitation 101 module. To be anything like that. And I'm just reminded by these three areas, municipalities and what role do they play, water board, what role do they play, national government, what role does it play. I think that the document drafted currently by the researcher is going to come in quite handy. What is meant by it is within the above context that the work of the portfolio committee has been defined as workable project plan. What is meant by that?
Within the above context. Within the context of the committee oversight of monitoring of the work in the water and sanitation sectors within the three spheres of government. So the previous sections begin to look at whether the number 1, 2, and 3 look at who's involved and the stakeholders involved in the process of water and sanitation delivery and what are their roles. And the previous one will be overseeing the how and the why of the work of the National Department, more specifically. Because as the National Portfolio Committee, we begin to look at how the National Department oversees, not only oversees, but implements policy, directive, and oversees the manner in which other spheres of government implement and undertake its work. So it's within that context that we wrote that line.
Does it make sense? To me, it doesn't make sense. We can survive without that sentence. Invariably, what this strategic plan is to be doing, precisely it is to be doing exactly what you don't have to define it in that context of that sentence. Otherwise, it brings in an expectation that does not exist. I don't know what the few of our members. Mr. Bazan? Any other piece? Okay, we take away that sentence. Yes. Vision, mission, structures of committee. Ideally for me, whilst other members are still thinking, we should only have those two paragraphs within its area of responsibility, the key strategy areas, the members of the committee of the legislative discussion. It must just go out. All what you are to be expected to see there. Vision. Mission, bam. Without any preambles or any introduction to vision and mission. That's the view I hold. Let's quickly jump into the vision itself. We had a lengthy exercise on that vision. Is it a reflection of that we engaged in? The vision of the committee is to perform its oversight role openly and robustly. And it goes on and on and on. vision of the committee is to perform so that there is no supposition, is that it will and so on and so forth. Straightforward. Am I right, Principal? Are we satisfied with that understanding among ourselves? Is that a true reflection of our own side? We spent some bit of time on this. I think the facilitators that did assist us a great deal. If you remember, initially we had it the other way around, where the mission was the vision was the mission. Okay. To an extent, it's put in there as a theme, a vision. Then the committee will perform its oversight and so on and so forth. Then the second theme, mission. The committee will carry out its business and so on and so forth. Are we fine with that mission? We're fine. It's going one. Twice. One. Page three. Maybe as we do our track plan, we also don't do a reporting. A track plan has to stand alone. I read again, informed by National Water and Sanitation goals, being cognizant of the time available to the committee. The committee agreed on the following social objectives, and again the social objectives, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, without much of that preamble, because you want to deal with a document that stands alone. You don't have to have a history and a reporting format. So there, structural objectives for 2014-2019 of our committee are as follows. I will find that. Yeah. Page 4. KPIs, outputs, targets to achieve the strategic objectives. Strategic objective number one. Mrs. Big?
Just a question with regards to the catchment management agencies. Are we still establishing more catchment management agencies? Or is there a set? Yeah, we have the existing catchment management agencies. Not developing more of it? We are. Okay.
No, it's still the plans from the department is to establish 9 of those. We currently have 2. And Komati, and also create a court. Are you fine with the first one? Let's go to output number 2. What's the correct phrasing there? Monitor progress in water sanitation research to post 2015 SDGs. Am I right? We are done with the MDGs. There's a report out there, country report out there. What we are dealing with now as we speak is post 2015. SDGs. They've been applied. And we are number what? It's 9 of them, right? No, 15, eh?
For water and sanitation.
I can't see it at all.
I think for water and sanitation, I think it's approximately 17.
17. They are 17 altogether.
For water and sanitation.
How many of those post 2015 SDGs?
For water and sanitation.
Yeah.
And altogether?
17.
It's 17, all of them. Just tell something, Herman.
What I'm saying is the goals, the sustainable goals concerning water and sanitation is only one, but then it is sub goals that are 17. So when we prepare the strike plan, I think MDGs were still in implementation, so that's why they're there, so we have to remove it.
So we're talking about the
post-2015 SDGs. SDG.
Yes.
Monitor progress in water transition related to post-2015 SDG. SDG.
You can take up the post-15.
Then we highlight the indicators. I think that those indicators have to be reworked as well, according to Mamkawala.
If all the data was fairly to then it was report to Lahan was when it is compared. No, then it can be Langay Tadala. We start to reverse. Something cheap. Number one. Yeah, we go to Spegelen.
Thank you, Shepherd, and I apologize for having the parity forward my apology. My concern relates to strategic objective 1. I like that undertaking or other commitment, but what I want to know, what is it that are we going to put forward as a committee, which is our own undertaking, that if we exercise that oversight role on the progress that is being made towards achieving the national plan, and if that achievement does not take place, that is the best we are going to come back and do as a committee.
You want to respond to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. In fact, Imam Kambis, you can check this. As simple as my way, what is the aim of the strategy? The strategy is a method, the way we go and fight, work, you understand? Sometimes
times when you go and so pagi le in. Since I'm out there, I've been pushing the pace. Since I went that deep, my bag na dengi nga manje wuthi. So fine, I've been about to run by 10. The one but still 50. But still, then this will be a quick. You know that you come back and strategize. You understand me? I don't think we strategy can put things. No, if this is not happen, this is going to be done. You understand me? It's a plan for our medium term. But if the still say, this corner up here. When we enter, if it does not happen, it comes back. So, on the round table, to this question.
Yes, sir.
May bring God here also. Mumspens way to look. This is plan like China. Yes, sir. Le age plan. After all, me. So if we are going to go, we are going to go. We are going to move. Hey, I am going to go. You know what you mean? Square. Not go to Hulmen, go to Hulmen. I don't know. Hulmen is not a yard. So it's a plan. It's a letter. It's a letter. It's a letter. It's a budget. Yeah, let's get on. I'm going to get on. But no, who go quick? This is our study plan. If we achieve it, if we don't achieve it, we still have ourselves to blame. Here's one more. Now, we will have to really look into that. Maybe it shall upset us, Sharon, if you were to draft something in the meantime, so that we don't have to come back in another session for this. By the time we come to an end, at least we can just go back and appraise ourselves with any drafts that we should have done. Okay? Yeah. Output number 3. Oh, sorry, speaker.
On output number 2.4, we look at monitor departments and entity for operation, looking at the key.
Where are you?
2.4 on page.
Mm-hmm. We're on page 4. Page 4. We're page 2.
We are number 2.
No. We are on 1.2. In other words, page 4, 1.12.
Oh, okay.
1.13.
Page 2, but you're on number 2.
Yes, Jim Gwynn.
On the same 1.1.2. That we said now we are looking at this post 2015 SDG. On the key indicators, bullet number 1, as was crashed the MD, and yes, we propose that we change off because there's no balance to this.
Okay, Sharon is redrafting, or rather, is drafting a totally new both output and also indicator. Page 4, 1.1.3. Monitor plans and programs and budget ratings to the impact of climate change on water and sanitation. What is that? Percentage completion of the climate change adaptation strategy for water must be big word. Percentage completion of climate change adaptation strategy. I have a very vague sense, but I can't really make sense out of it. Anyone who has a better understanding as a key of meditator. Yeah, the issue is from an output point of view, monitor plans and programs and budget relating to impact of climate change on water and sanitation. It's a very straightforward output. But as far as an indicator is concerned, any one with a better understanding in English is my seventh language. Okay, can you give us a sense, Sherry? Maybe when you talk about it.
Okay, for each, for broad national climate change adaptation strategy driven by the Department of Environmental Affairs, the Department of Water and Sanitation also played a critical role in devising their adaptation strategy. So what we have to monitor is the extent to which they have completed drafting and devising this strategy specific to the impact of climate change on water. So they, over the medium term, the department will have to come and tell us the progress that they have made in terms of devising that strategy to link into the work of the Department of Environmental Affairs.
Does it make sense?
Thank you. I imagine there should also link with the water demand, to the link the water scarcity that we've just been discussing. I think the water demand model would link up with that same strategy, the future demand model.
Yeah, I think what they do for this particular strategy, through UTA, what they do with this particular strategy, they incorporate elements of the water demand strategy as well as the reconciliation. So they'll highlight all of those and then give methodologies of how they're going to achieve it in light of climate change.
You see, from where I'm seated, engaging thematic issues on climate change. With all what is being set as target by year so and so, we shall have achieved this much percentage in terms of reduction of gas emission. You then have to work backwards and, if you like, annualize that 2 degrees. Whether or not we are able to set as an annual target. In England, their government has got what they call climate change committee, which engages all government departments. On an annual basis, they've got to demonstrate in their own plans as what their targets can be moving forward. So that they are able to say demonstratively they are indeed going to achieve, they are achieving. Now, it's a very clear indicator in terms of your key performance area. So for me, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for any vague, because if you are to really begin to talk about any indicator, it has to be a very clear indicator so that anyone who reads this does not have any confusion at the end of the day. You don't have to really begin to think, you know, as to what indicators could this be. If my understanding of an indicator is correct, Tony?
Thank you, sir. When we put this indicator here, it's because the department does not have the strategy at the moment. So what the committee will be doing is to assess the completion stages of this strategy. So the department will have to come and tell us, you know, we have done so much of the strategy at this moment. Not exactly dealing with the nitty-gritty, but the strategy seeks to achieve. So is this the intention behind this indicator?
Then that clarifies the issue. Are we now in the same path?
Yes.
Okay. So perhaps also maybe just a rephrasing of that so that it really captures, because on its own here now, anything can be read out of it. But with that explanation, if we can be able to rephrase that so that it gives us a very clear sense of what is to be expected. Are we okay with that? Mr. Dayton, Mr. Jimbun?
Okay. Yeah, I think it's actually in the output that we need to look at it. The key indicator is fine. We're monitoring the completion of the strategy. But maybe the output needs to be reworded a little bit. Because it is monitor plans, programs, and budget relating to the impact of climate change on water. We're not actually monitoring the impact of climate change. We're monitoring the formulation of the adaptation strategy, isn't it?
That's what I want to say. What is it to monitor if the strategy is not there? You see, so we don't know what one was about. If we can look at the establishment first, you understand, and then we start doing a key indicator like family,
big role.
Okay.
I think that shall then talk to immediately. To the indicator as well. We found that. We found that.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Nungfula, you can switch up your mic. 1.1.4. What is our understanding of this number of these number of stars? Ours is to be expected to play an oversight role insofar as regional agreements are concerned as it relates to water and sanitation. What could be the indicator as a result?
Bullet number 3, doesn't it just sum it up number of transboundary water management projects implemented?
And grain.
Yeah, doesn't that just Standard S.
Whether Africa or...
Yeah.
Or international, worldwide. I think some boundary in this instance, if I'll be talking here about those that are within the ambit of South Africa, wherein we are to... Ms. Mokwando, you want to change the picture?
Not established yet, but I can agree with you when you say we can replace new with plants. But the agreements that we're talking about are not necessarily transboundaries. There are a lot of agreements which the department has entered into with different, like the government of Holland, your Switzerland, and none of them that the department has entered into. Thanks.
And the minister is going to Iran on Friday. So the Iranians are also going to be forming part of this.
Yeah.
Maybe your point is still irrelevant to Mr. Speaker. A number of towns found and worldwide. International. Transboundary and international. You see, Speaker, and I've been confessing this, but I see Mr. Watson wearing a red eye from time to time. Yeah. And I know you're a non-racial, because this is navy blue. No, non-racial. Between you and Mr. Fasson, there is a serious ideological issue involved. You talk about global and you talk about international. Because with internationalism, there is a serious issue of solidarity. With global and globalization, and they know no boundaries. You just destroy. I think the point is raised, again, coming back to you, Mrs. Baker, town boundary and international water management project implemented and planned. Maybe the department might have an issue about those that are planned. But maybe our interest should be more about those that are being implemented. So your point is still relevant. Number of towns boundary and international water management projects implemented.
Strategy and partnership.
Yeah. Water management projects and partnerships implemented.
Okay.
The principle here is that instead of having to enlist a number of this, a number of that, you know, summarize in one sentence. That's the essence of the point that you are raising, which I agree with the proviso of a few other points raised, both by Mr. Mokwando and also Mr. Osong. We find that, sorry? That I also have to include the very last point. Provide provision of official development assistance and those places. These are all part of the agreements and partnerships.
I think here also the strategic plan is broad media term, overarching. And then each year we do an annual performance plan for the committee, which then gives more substantial input on each of these objectives.
Understandable. We shall have to go through to page number 5. This is something else to page number 4. Page number 5 shall deal with suggestion number 2. Then production is very relevant. We take us straight to objective number 2.1. Well, the side of progress and equitable and water sustainable. Oversight on progress, right?
Oversight on progress.
Just read that again. Output. Are we fine with that? I'm supposed to be talking about the legislation. Because that legislation, among others, it is aimed at bringing equitable distribution of water, source now, and as an output. Sherry?
I think when the committee members led to the strategic plan, they decided to have a separate strategic objective. When the committee met during the, when the members met during the strategic planning session, they asked that a separate strategic objective be defined, which is defined on page 9, with oversight of executive action within the field of water and sanitation policy, regulation and reform. So it's actually captured in that strategic objective.
Any comments? Okay, I shall park the point until we get to that page. Any comments on the output? Indicator? In a nutshell, what Mama is saying, she does not agree with the equitability of distribution of water. We need to be focusing more on provision of water to our people. Mama, open the eye of Manji. It isn't like it. Abantu abaningi abathola amanzi masiningi contest kuchintshile from
masculine manja, abantu abathola amanzi abakho less than 90% bamo. So abantu abaningi bayawathola amanzi, but sekhona abantu bangawatholi amanzi, ikakhulukazi abantu bakithi. So loku kusikhoyo la kwenzela ukuthi kube nendlela apho abantu bayawathola more. Lo equitable kusho lokho ukuthi abantu bawathole more amanzi laba bangawathuli. Loko kuzoba inkinga yethu. Ngiyaphinda, because akusiyo inkinga kahulumente, thina sizibekele lokho ukuthi kumele senza sure ukuthi uhulumente uyakwenza lokho, ukuthi siyashiva lokho or asashivi inkinga yethu, ukuthi siye saphusha kangakanani na. Size siyele beke muva ku-drawing board siyethi ukuthi hayi kumele sishintshe i-strategy nakho esikwenzayo manje as a speaker. So bela mhlawumbe lokhu kuzokuthi kuhlangane nokunye okuseza sizama ukukubheka makuso makukonke. Mina kengizathi naloku nami bengikuraisa baye bathi no no no, kusekhona la kumele siyaraisa khona loku kukhona, so kumele lokho nani. Siyazwana ma asazwana ubaba umngoni mhlawumbe uzawuchaza ngona.
Ngiyalanyana uyabonga sikhathi. Kuliqiniso mama ukuthi vele abantu manje abathola imali ngokwanele. Bazana noma sesenzile sonke ukuthi bayi more than 90% abantu manje bathola abantu. Mara still bantu bonke sangakhali ukuthola amanje. Manje kungumgomo wethu lo mlento siyenda la kwekuthi thina funa siqiniseke la sikomithi. Thina funa siqiniseke sikomithi. Kokuthi siyawu-checka, bawu-checka lolo se-department nalohulumente. Kokuthi bonke bantu bayawathola imali ngekwemali. That is our, even sithola ukuthi njengoba sihlala sikwena, sithole endaweni yokuthi abakhona bathola amanzi, funa sifike ezine la sizokuba ne-strategy and sit down to check how do we do that, how do we keep, siyenza njani se-department then lesho ukuthi abantu bayathola manzi. I think that is basically nele-strategy mesikhuma siqale.
Kona ngiyazwa niyakhala. Xolisa sihlalo la kungoni yaxolisa. Hayi ngoni mina kufuna ukuhamba amanga. Mhlawumbe ngizothi hayisani indawo esisuke kuzona. Mina nje ngihamba nawe manje ngiye e-North West. Kunabantu amanzi abangenayo. Yabona ke amanzi afuna sikhohlisane kuyona. Abantu bakithi amanzi abanawo. Ingakho ngiye ngiphathwe kahle ngumakuthiwa abonga amanzi. Ngiyibuze ukuthi mathi la manzi abawongayo, kodwa uzothi ukubona kodebhen ukuthi bakwazi ukuchelela ngisho imbali yonke indawo. Abantu bakithi amanzi akanawo. Even now kunezindlu ezakhiwayo ezenawo amathoilethi engenawo amanzi. Manje uma ngabe mhlawumbe uvula i-TV uzobona u-TV 1 SABC 1 izibhanki eziningi ezikhona abantu abanawo amanzi. Ngikhuluma la kunabantu nje abavalelwa ama-case namakangalandela. Ifu lezoaze komiko lo sikhuluma indaba ukuthi abantu banawo. Uyabona andibuyela wena ngikhulu ukuhlonipha Shoprite lapho ngaphambili. Uyabona uma sithi 94 oh before 94 after 94 sikhuluma indaba yamanzi. Iy'nkinga kakhulu ngoba ngale amanzi ayekhona, yes lalukhona bandlulo lalukhona, kodwa ngale yamanzi mina ngisaphila ngikhulele elokishini kamasha angikhumbuli even one day sishoda ngamanzi. Le nto le ifika manje nalabo climate change, i-climate change singayijabulela siyithande because i-language emnandi ye-English, into efika nge-English yonke izwakala imnandi especially kunantu amnyama ukuthi izosicindezela izosenzani. Uyabona manje i-climate change isifikele nokukhulu usizo ba even le nto yosomisa isifike ne-climate change. Le nto yey'khukhula ey'bulala abantu isifike ne-climate change. So ke mina ngithi angihambisani nale nto. akhina njengabantu mina ngibuya ngisho Nelson Mandela Port Elizabeth kunabantu ekhuluma nawe abangenawo nhloba manje mangase ngihambe yokuba manzi abaphuza afikelwe usizi bephuza amanzi angawazi ukuthi lesasiphethe uqhamuka yebo sikhule ngazo impethu kodwa kunamanzi obuye wabona ukuthi la manzi akwazi ukuthi andlekuyo andike nje kule nto yamanzi bakwethu ngisiphatha kalo mina saphinde ngisakhala even ngalezina lelo okuthiwa yinikeza umasipala ngiyathanda i-strategy sethu lasile portfolio committee sakhombisa ukuthi sinayo le nto yabantu babona beshintsheke nakhona kodwa ekugcineni nabomasipala abanandaba nandaba nabantu mina ngasithatha manje mase ningivumele ungabuye ubone ukuthi o that's why lo mama ehlezi ekhala kanje yakuxolisa sandiyabonga futhi
mangiphinde la sikomithi yeparlamente senza izinto zethu la zokuthi loku kutshoyo sizakwenza njani siyazibekela thina ukuthi yini ekufuneka senzile ukuthi amanzi afikelele ebantwini bali sithi abazibekelayo sistrategi sethu eso akusistrategi sikahulumeni wena uhulumeni laphaya masipala or laphaya national sistrategi sethu sisendayo senza ukuthi uma sihlangana nohulumeni yini ekumele sayenza nakona sikhona asisho ukuthi endaweni esuka kunamanzi endaweni esuka siyayazi ukuthi kusenabantu abangakafikeleli emanzini yini ekumele bayenza thina sikhombisa iparlamente ngibonge kakhulu
ngingasho
okay
ngiyabonga owanizwe umbono mashile sikomiti abaphuconaka laba omasipala senze show ukuthi kule nto yamanzi obiyibahlule ngempela ngezimali athi vele baphuca amandla senze show ukuthi thina siyayihambisela lo mnyango uyithathela wona amandla amanzi ukuthi into ey'njengalethu yingqalazizo ngoba kuqala ngayibizwa kungqalazizo awukhekho umuntu ongakwazi ukuphila without water yingakho ngithi mna abaphuca amandla ngoba kusho ukuthi noma singabanika ezimali siphinde imali
yasizumasenzisomoasizokuthintana nsonke okwamanje sino-strategy zokuchesa number two strategy zokuchesa number two nama-outputs wakhe now okokuqala yiloku kusuwoyo laphaya 2.1 monitor the government department development and implementation of water use efficiency strategies. Even if you call it a cool, are those key indicators? Which are those indicators that shall assist us towards achieving that output? Which are those indicators? Are we fine with the indicator and the output on 2.1?
Yes.
Sort of question.
Mm-hmm.
Say 2.1. 2.1.2. Fine, even with the indicator. My only area of concern and interest relates to the irrigation board. So We have never even attempted to engage with them. Those relations both are very, very strategic. For you and me today to be able to eat what we are eating. The work done by the delegation board goes far. If you have to talk about your 5% of water used by the farmers, those delegation boards are at the center of all of those processes. Yeah.
Would that not come under later on if you look at specific objective 4.1, we're looking at socioeconomic development and water use licenses, because that is those irrigation, those farmers are operate under water use licenses, isn't it? So I think it would be regulated. It should be under that equitable water allocation or socioeconomic. Just my
interest.
Okay, we're
fine with
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure
how it proceeds with that. But I had a suggestion on output number 2.1.2 that can add that. There's a process to transform them into AMA Water User Association. I present that.
What are you saying? Use associations. There has been that for quite some time coming. What are you saying? No, irrigation board. Okay, we're fine with them being incorporated as part of the 2.1.2. Monitor the establishment of maintenance agencies, water utilities, cross-regional water utilities, and national water infrastructure agency, alongside the transformation of irrigation boards into water use association. It's all part of your equitable and sustainable water and sanitation service use. That's what it is about. Therefore, also even in your key indicator, you shall also have to talk the same process of conversion of your irrigation board into water use association. Did you catch that, Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
2.1.3, reduction of water losses. We must have seen yesterday's paper, I think it was business day, where the department has identified the number of areas where it is pouncing on those that are using water illegally. Something that we've been talking about in this committee for quite some time, as part of the water loss, having to quantify between water loss and also illegal use of water. I'm short for saying the steam of water. Mrs. Baker? Mr. Pastor Morris?
Are we saying that from Richard? I think we would need to state that specifically water loss and illegal use of water. Shouldn't that be?
Yeah.
Where are we saying that? Because that's been governed by the Act.
Part of that
illegal Europe water relates to a need for us to tighten our compliance situation. So that's the point we're raising. As part of your key indicator. That's also leading to monitor the implementation strategies for reduction or reducing water losses and illegal use of water. Mm. Then in your KPI, you also include a need for us to talk about enhancement of our compliance. Have we found that?
Yes, I'm also on the same point as there's a difference between water losses and theft of water. So, you know, I think water losses in this sense, i.e. that this is purified water that's lost in the system. And then you will also get a non-payment of water. So that's also not water losses for me because people could pay for that water. But I think the most critical is that we lose about 28%. Is due to broken pipes of the 39%. These water losses in the system, it's got nothing to do with billing or stealing of water. So, you know, we just need to clarify that clearly.
I think we need to add a separate output that deals specifically with the illegal use of water. And start, therefore, having to talk of a KPI that addresses that pertain issue. That talks precisely on enhancement of our compliance measures. Just that? 2.1.4?
Would it not be a good, you know, we discussed the water master plan, not national, but provincial and the municipal and local government level as well. There is a gap there. Would it not be part of the implementation strategy, if you look at that output 2.1.4 for including water conservation and water demand management, number of water services authorities, number of municipalities supported implement water conservation, water demand management. Could we not include the indicator that the number of municipalities supported to implement, to develop the development and implementation of water master plans? Or that's not one of our I think it's relevant because it's one of the things that we've been questioning. And if they don't have those things in place, then it has a negative impact on the use of water.
Jim, may I add something?
Okay.
Yes. I agree with Tanya 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, the copter would say it's their function to make sure that these policies are in place. But I think she's correct that we should make sure that each and every water authority has a master plan. Most of these municipalities, they operate without a master plan. And maybe it's time that we do an audit on master plans of municipalities. Because if they don't have a master plan, they don't have a maintenance plan, they don't have a future plans in that master plan taken up.
If I could just add on why I raised it, is that I think we need to have a balance between what's happening on the ground with what we're planning nationally. That's why I'm saying we offer their support, then we can ensure that the master plans at local level primary objectives of national. Otherwise, you end up getting a gap in between, which I think is very large at the moment.
I think if you look at page 6, we've got a national master plan. Maybe we could incorporate the issues raised by Mr. Busson and Mrs. Baker into that 2.1.7.
You see, even dealing with human settlements, as part of your improving water conservation and water demand, this is a new RCP house that are being constructed. I don't know, I've seen in some localities where they have also the solar tanks. It can only be that part of that, but it's not aggressively promoted by the Department of Water and Sanitation. As a matter of fact, I would have imagined that this is supposed to be a partnership in action. And also the Department of Water and Sanitation having to also to play a role, including those other townships that have been there, those other, you know, human settlements that have been there, not only on the new one coming, because you are promoting the conservation of water, you are promoting the demand strategy and use thereof. So that the human settlement also has to be part of the whole plan, much as it is a local government, a cocktail issue. For some of saying it might come up and came. But thanks for that input, Sharon. Mama, how was that?
Yeah, well, that's fine. Yabona nje human settlement ngesizulu ngathi uyadeleza ngoba uyawukhatha lo mnyango ufika akhe indlu avela afake ithoyelele lo mgodi ebizwa ngi-VIP instead yokuthi abanikeze khona kata iyayibhona engathi iyiphilisi lokuthi ufake for indle akhe lo mgodi awushiye mase akhe leyo ndlu yakho bese faka ithanki ujojo lo jojo ma yofaka akafaki ngisho amanzi bona ushiya kanje alo engawukhonnekthile kuzokuthi imvula ifike isikwazi ukungena egcineni uyababuya kake la kube sangathi abantu bonke bafaka kanti okungakwenzeka kanje ukuthi abantu at least bonke abakulo ndawo abafakele ojojo ukuze kuliwe nale crisis yamanzi. Yingakho sathi la ngelinye ilanga ibekufanele ke besike labakahuman settlement kekhe zophendula ngoba kukhona izinto lathina ezina sasingena kuzona ngenxa yayo njengalezi ndawo zakhayo lakhe langithi so-101 mabili athi izindlu zizitezi kodwa awekho amathoyilethi uwaphile wawashiya akho mapayipa akafakiwe phansi abantu baze benze bona ubugebeni bahambe bafuna amapayipi la afaka kuhle bawaqhubuze bawantshontshe bebe nawo dan abanye naba bangenawo abanayo. Ngiyabonga shlala.
All what Mama is saying, she agrees with the need for JoJo tanks, but also the role that the municipality and the human settlement has played. Because they come up with all of these things, don't install them, don't connect them back. Okay, Mrs. Clayton?
Hi, Chair, I want to just have a point, but I actually made a note earlier because under, we'll get to 2.1.8 where we talk about the rural initiatives. Perhaps you can add it in there as 2.1.9 as the urban initiatives that we need to develop. Because I think with your M-Week, perhaps it could be incorporated And I think most definitely, if you look at human settlements and intergovernmental relationships, with the USDG grant that calls under human settlement, that implementation of the grain harvest in terms could definitely be accommodated there. But perhaps under 2.1.9, we incorporate there and it's part of the MREC mandate.
Okay,
I think we are done with the conservation and water demand management as such. All about what we do, we incorporate a need for those programs that shall also promote intergovernmental relations between the COFTA and also human settlements. And the role that this department was in such cases to play in that partnerships in promoting this in the conservation and also water demand. 2.1.9.
If I understand this correctly, the education or the water and sanitation backlog, when we talk about that water, I think we should talk about drinking water. So I would like to change, eradicate the drinking water and sanitation backlog. And on the next page as well, on 2.1.8, to ensure drinking water, not normal water. Water should be of a quality of drinking. So I would like us to change where we use the term, where we supply water, we should be drinking water.
Okay.
If I look at the output and the key indicators, I'm not sure that there's a tie in problem. If you can seek to ensure water supply in rural areas through increased infrastructure and installation of rainwater harvesting tanks, that leads me to believe that it's more domestic use. And if you look at the key indicator, we're talking about access for farmers and food security, food production. Is it just me or?
No, you're
spot on. Because there, notwithstanding all these other infrastructure to come that leads to rural or urban. unless an output would have been more specific that talks to there's a program within the department that talks about the support for what do they call it? Poor farmers. Small scale farmers. There's a program in that regard. It's not that much supported in terms of rent and cents, to quite frank. Now, I know of one area where they get about, 3-4 million rents per annum. And, in the midst of all this many, poor farmers. And only to be expected to survive on 4 million rents per annum. I'm not sure of the impact of that program, to be quite frank.
Which department is going to be? Is it
water sanitation?
Water sanitation.
That's why we have here this output, this indicator that talks about resource poor farmers. Would you know of
the total budget on that one? It would be interesting. I was just talking about one specific area, locality, that talked about 3 to 4 million in time. You know, wondering as to what could be the national picture and how many of those farmers that you're talking about and what impact would that have had over the past financial year and year before. So it would be quite an interesting one because here we are talking about it. Of course, the point you're raising is valid. This is a rural area that talks household. Here, on the other hand, we're talking about poor farmers. Okay, can we fix that one? Tied to that one is a proposal for an addition. Of course, there you're going to have three areas. You're going to have your rural areas that talks about rain water harvesting, and you're going to be talking about your urban areas that talk about almost similar. And then the third one is going to be your resource poor farmers. So you have, if you like, three areas, 2.9, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1, 2.1,
With 2.1, as we talk about rural, about the rural areas, we're specifically mentioning increased infrastructure. Would that then include groundwater or water? Would that just be under broadly under increased infrastructure? Increased infrastructure could be harsh water, could be groundwater. We don't have to be specific there. Or will that come later in
we should specific one that you were
talking about. 1.8, we're talking about rural access to water.
Whether this is a water from ground.
So, okay, fine. I think I've actually just answered my own question. Increased infrastructure could be all sorts. It could be tankers, it could be pipes, it could be ground. Okay, fine.
Shall we then be on 2.3 now? We have taken almost 1.5 hours just on two such objectives, which we haven't as yet completed. We still have three, we still have four, and they are quite long. Maybe 10 times. Of course, it's important to support that we are expected to perform. But also being mindful of. Okay, 2.3, oversight progress on management of water and sanitation commission. Output. Is it a straightforward one? What is the aim of that? Sanitation information or national integrated water information system. This is 2.2, so not 2.3. So the title. Maybe I just said me.
Don't you have an idea, any of us, of what is the main aim of that integrated, what do you call it, water information systems? Whether it is there, because I see here, whether my children is implying that that is still to be developed. What currently is the situation? Can we then move to the other one, whilst they were touching? And can you assess us as well as before?
Not yet, Chair. This new is it's a sort of a database that contains information in terms of, let's say, sanitation infrastructure, things like wastewater treatment plants, dams, and also numbers of the population that has access to water and sanitation systems. So that is the purpose of the information management system. Currently, it is existing, but then they are reviewing it. They want to improve it. So that's why they have those two charges there.
So can we take it as food for thought going forward? Can we then say safely that we take the proof explanation from money, and then we obviously have to get more on that one, especially on the current basis of that information system. You want to say something, Rachel?
If you look at the budget program of the department, program two deals with the water planning and information management, and this is by creating a knowledge base and implementing effective policy, procedures, and integrated planning strategies for both water resources and water. That's actually a comprehensive database.
Yeah, but what I want to know is what does it say? What does that database want to do, or what do they want to do with that database?
Okay, in our...
What is in forming that, and what is it I want to... happening, and how does it relate to other systems?
Okay, it's in our budget vote report, we have the strategic objectives of a particular network. So it's generating information that is used to inform decisions and programs for water management. It's also generating information on the protection of water resources and measuring the health of the ecosystem. So I think as they move through evaluating and monitoring, then they capture all the data. And I think it's used for future reference.
Okay, you can switch on. Any more things to say still on 2.4? Whether on outputs on that information systems?
Okay. It's the operative review of monitoring networks, and I think that the key indicator would be percentage completion in review and update, perhaps, not of developing, because we're not developing this already.
Hmm. If you also to look at KPI on the department and entities, it is still talking about developing the open system.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have a question that I'll hold. It's still a mentioning of the department and entities, whether that is going to be in the integrated system. Is that it doesn't understand that encompasses also the entities as well. Any taker? Shall we then again take that as work in progress, but as a food for thought, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, 2.3, promote cooperative governance and intergovernmental relations, support the water and sanitation services. The output there is monitor the department and entities, cooperation and intergovernmental initiatives aimed at encouraging collaboration in water and sanitation. On the KPI, number of water services authorities, number of supported water service authorities. Same things. With blue drop and green drop above 70%. Number of municipalities supported to implement water conservation and water demand. Interventions made to prevent water supply, water quality and effluent quality. Households provided with water supply in 24.27. Did you ever get a copy of those 27 districts? We did get copies, Madam. We did get, they did send a copy of those, can't think of them on top of my head. If you can make copies even before meeting, just distribute to all members. So that we have a stand of what is animals called 27 districts are. Okay. Page 7. Point 4.2. I think we just need to get a comprehensive response from the department on that one.
Yes.
And it's gone beyond the percentage education budget system. It is now a stage where we need to get a comprehensive report. Is that the same understanding that we all have? Mm-hmm. Or we're still stuck on the percentage success stories?
I think in some areas it's still relevant. That's not nationally. If you're looking at the Free States and Eastern Cape, I think it was, where the percentage was still a bit higher. How would you change it in Chess's report? What would you change it?
The reason why I'm using the concept comprehensive response or report, I'm keen to get to know. Here is a comprehensive report that has got all the areas and status reports and all what it takes. because you don't want any piecemeal response. That says in that area, you want a comprehensive. In these areas, there is no issue of bucket eradication. They have been dealt with over the past 20 years. Here, all these categories, if you understand what I'm talking about. So that's where I'm coming from. We have had here a department that came to us, say, by end of March. What we have said by end of December, of June. That is us who were saying by end of June. But the department was very confident, saying by end of March. So that's what is informing me. That's where I'm coming from. That's why I'm saying, if you can get that comprehensive report on this program of bucket eradication in the formal settlement areas. Shall we find that? Maybe a big maybe. As you are to be doing any plan, I would imagine that we are supposed to have also, if you like, some time frames. And we don't have those time frames in this plan. So we are supposed to be saying by when are all these indicators expected to be adhered to. Am I right? I'm not right. I'm wrong. Oh. Okay. Come on in.
Jefferson, on straight plan we don't put the time frames, but we will have to prepare a plan for the year.
The annual test, the annual plan.
Yeah, that's where we put the actual day.
We shall then deal with the annual program.
Yeah.
We learn everything. Okay. Thanks, Mr. Makondo, on that one. 2.4.3. Enhanced provision of basic sanitation as the sanitation policies, again, post-2015 SDGs. But work already has been done on the MDGs. Maybe it might also assist us, Sharon and Tomani, that we be provided with a relevant report as it pertains to water and sanitation, that of that 2015 UN report, or the country report.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did receive such copies, but if you can have just a dedicated water and sanitation report, so that whatever we do going forward, at least we have some background of how far did we go, insofar as achievements are concerned. Or letter off. Okay, so shall we then take it that we're done with the third objection number 2. We shall then move to number 3. You fine? Oversight on progress of plans, programs, budget and legislation on protection of water across the chain to ensure the provision of sustainable water and dignified sanitation services. Output there. Monitor the National Department of Water and Sanitation analysis against indicators and identified instructions in line with the appropriated funds allocated to specific programs. The objective number 3,
sorry,
oversight of plans, programs, institutional efficiencies, budget and legislation on protection of water across the value chain to to ensure provision of sustainable water and drinking water. This is the same. Are we fine with that of output number 3.1.1? Maybe red with the key KPI. Regular schedule briefing site visits undertaken and reports submitted on progress and implementation shown on four impact indicators related to number one. Monitor the implementation plans and spending patterns of the department and entities. Bullet point two, consideration of the estimate of national expenditure and alignment of strategic plans and annual performance plan to allocated amounts. Bullet point three, consideration of the annual reports and expenditure trends, and this goes on and on, together with the PRRR effect to this section. Shall we then include, as per Mrs. Baker, you were saying something, whether it is on this or on O, that of the legislation? Were you proposing this or on 4? Okay, Shirley?
Yeah, just on the room. I think we need to include an indicator when we're monitoring the spending trends of the department. Let's monitor the quarterly spending trends as per section 32 of the ESMA.
Share with FB under 2.1.1, should we?
Yeah.
She added a key indicator.
A key indicator.
Yeah, because we're saying annual reports, we're not saying anything about quarterly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with a very broad issue here of water and sanitation. There are issues of concurrency as well. So that the question should be then answered as to where we're comparing ourselves to only the Department of Water and Sanitation. A case in point exists with Amatwale Water, Amatwale District Municipality, wherein they go straight to National Treasury via DBSA and access a budget of 630 million. Department of Water and Sanitation? No, that's not our terrain. It is OCHA. What are other similar experiences that we can refer to? There is a RGP housing that talks directly to human investment. The impact that program has, whether or not we need to apply our minds and the department taking a keen interest in that, especially as it looks into conservation and water and demand. Because when at the end your post 2015 SDGs are to be reported upon, when the country was reporting on the MDGs, it was not saying, no, these are only the areas which we had authority over. Schools, especially basic education schools, in Gauteng, there was a big issue, hitting headlines. And even today, especially in the rural areas, when it comes to sanitation, the big issue. Literally, children go to the open ground. But when it comes to putting together all of that information, the department sings praises for itself. Of course, true statistics are up there. So that's where collection of such data takes place. But each department singles out each of those reports and says, this is ours. This is our success stories. but as part of our own work on a day-to-day basis, as do our self-plan. Mine would be that, especially as this is informed by that intergovernmental relation, we need to identify those other areas where we are expected to collaborate. Whether we're going to be talking about COFTA, whether we're going to be talking about National Treasury, whether we're going to be talking about human settlement, whether we're going to be talking about environment, because climate change directly is impacted in that direction. But here we have very specific oversight on progress plans, programs, budget, and legislation. The point you are raising about legislation, hence I was asking, because I see here, on protection of water across various chains to ensure provision of sustainable water and dignified sanitation services. Monitor National Department of Water Sanitation and Energies, and also identify its line with appropriation funds, specific programs, and then of course we are in the quarterly review. My point there would have been that also monitor our departments informed by intergovernmental relations whose work impact on water and sanitation. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Vega?
Sure, I fully agree with this one, but my mind is wondering, your point on the agricultural sector, if you look at 3.2, I would actually suggest that we put it at 3.2.5. If you look at 3.2.2, 3.2.3, 3.2.4, we're speaking to specific programs, the river house, we're speaking about asset management, there's nothing really relevant to edit at 3.2.5. The irrigation board in the agricultural sector that you were speaking about earlier. Mm-hmm.
So let us conclude.
Let's conclude on 2.1.
Mm-hmm. So your suggestion is here that we add another bullet point with the inter
I was saying monitor other departments informed by the intergovernmental relations that insofar as their work that relates to water sanitation and how it is impacted upon.
There's a key indicator with the 1.1.
The water is an output. The indicator could be the day, but this is a government department. The key is the output, 3.1.2. straightforward one. Without water pricing? Any comments on that? Comment on the water pricing with a bit of a discussion there. Of course, this, there are two issues involved. There is raw water, there is also water from your water entities and water and municipalities. In other words, there are three levels of that water pricing. Your terms from government department to provide to your water board and other qualifying municipalities that are bigger, and that also goes for through those water boards. That are circulation to our bulk, to the municipalities, and the municipalities regulate to you and me. Now, whether you need to talk about raw water, or you need to talk about the whole value chain, sorry?
I think it's specific to raw water. Because it's a huge area, and the department is charged with pricing for bulk raw water services. So it's a huge field on its own. So I don't think they do like right down to the end user, because that comes into the tariff set.
Any comments?
Yes, that's not the gap that you alluded to earlier. The committee seems to be bypassed in their whole process. The tariff. Because the raw water pricing is actually the water board and tariff. So should that not be included as an additional output then?
So that's the point I was raising. I was actually trying to seek clarity from Surin. I think we should really put in there that whilst we're dealing with the national department, its plans and whatnot, there needs to be this pricing issue located within that same context, which is the point we're raising earlier on. So that we talk about raw water, inclusive of other value chain areas. Now we find that.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to align it accordingly. We'll find we okay with that, members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Review of progress on national groundwater strategy. A straightforward one. The rainwater harvesting program is linked to that conservation and also demand strategy, demand management strategy. Am I reading that? Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
R-
water harvesting program.
Yeah, okay.
So it's also linked to your human settlement, among others, you know, your culture among others. And again, linked to the area of what we spoke about. I think it would be better located within the context of that that conservation and water demand management. Now we find that. So we take it out of that and then we tie it up in. Now we quite okay? Progress report on development of supporting desalination strategy. There, I've made a note somewhere there about innovations, whether on water or whether on sanitation. There's been a lot of work done in this field. Whether we only confine it to water, as we are dealing with, in fact, we are not dealing with water, we are dealing with water and sanitation. Progress report on development. What do you mean here by talking about desalination strategy? Well, already this is being implemented. I mean, in most of the in Durban, they are currently out on this open bid process, and I know that Mandela Municipality is also in process of engaging. What are we dealing with here? Completion of desalination strategy. Progress report on development of support of the supporting desalination strategy.
I don't think as yet they have a formalized institutional desalination strategy. I think they have pilot studies going on in different areas, but in terms of a strategy with compliance measures, legislation, and how it will process in the future, I don't think there's a strategy as yet for South Africa.
So you reckon we are still on a pilot stage?
For desalination.
Okay. But where would we fit in innovation? Innovations may not necessarily be confined to water.
Mm-hmm.
Even in water, there are a lot of other innovations. There's a system that converts and produces, you know, whatever amount of water per day. Just the other day, I was shown by these articles, they produce about 5,000, depending on the machine that they have, for 10,000. A day, liters, whether that's for office use or for other uses. On sanitation, there are a whole range of, there's a barrage of, you know, new innovations. CSIR is very actively involved, and they were telling us the other day.
Unless you want to,
mm-hmm.
You want to put it as, because if you're talking about innovative technology, you're talking about it across the entire water and sanitation value chain. So irrespective of the technology, maybe we could put as 3.1.9, progress report on integrated, innovative technology. In respect of water and sanitation.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Baker?
So, Gina, I was going to suggest that you put it under 2.1.1, where you say monitor the Department of Development
and implementation of water use efficiency strategies and innovation. But then it would be easy to just add a bullet point under the key capacity as well.
That's a good one. Over time on progress on equitable and sustainable water and plantation services and
in 2.1.1, the output, one is the department's development and implementation of water use efficiency strategies and innovation. And then you can add at this point if you want to do the as well to relate that to innovation under the indicators.
Yes. Progress report on the opening of some of the trans. That's the one. For the 3.2, compliance to water and sanitation policy, legislation, guidelines, and strategies. That's the point you're raising earlier on. Am I right? Monitor progress issuing of water and compile the licensing processing according to guidelines. KPI. Are we finished that? 3.2.2.
Would it not be relevant under 3.2.1 to monitor the process of issuing water use authorization applications and compulsory licensing processing according to... I'm just wondering if it's not relevant to say per sector. Do it a different sector that we... Or is it... okay, to keep it as broad as that.
To keep it
broad, water use...
Oh.
Yeah. About your licensing. Do we not want to say per sector, as in agriculture, mining, or is it okay to keep it broad?
I think it makes sense to centralize it. So that whoever reads this has a better sense of understanding of what is to be expected.
I would personally prefer if we did put it into sectors, because we also deal with each sector individually. We deal with the mining sector and we deal with the agricultural sector quite differently. Yeah. And manufacturing, yeah, industrial.
On the guidelines, the guidelines break it down into
the guidelines. Are you then discouraging us from indirectly?
Yeah, I'd be satisfied then if we just include, as you said earlier, another policy to deal specifically with the irrigation boards. But as I suggested earlier, 3.25.
Maybe what the guidelines are there, if we put in a single word or two words, I don't think we shall really be doing each other any disservice. Monitor progress issuing of water use authorization applications and compulsory processing according to guidelines. With respect to sectors. Because okay. Reading that alone, it will not affect you much. I mean, anybody who reads this will read according to guidelines. The next question, which guidelines? Where are those guidelines? But if you go on and talk about status, you get a sense more or less.
Although it does not have so much relevance for the issue we're discussing, I want to check as to what our role may be in an event when, in one area where there are big rivers, someone is mining sand and is digging a big hole, leaving a dam which holds a risk conscious, and children get drowned and so on and so on. Because there was one chief who specifically made a complaint to me to say that there was an Indian company that was mining sand in a river that is within his area of administration. But now he did not know anything about that kind of mining, whether or not was there a license for such mining. I'm just sharing the chief's name to us. Our role may be in that regard.
Two levels. In fact, this is a matter that leads to earlier point we're raising about some of these service providers or other industries, companies, using water without license, and of course also directly linked to that is the compliance issue. And those are some of the issues that also must be thrown to the department to give us a feedback on to go. If Mama can also be assisted, if she will assist you with the name of the area, mine and so on, if you can get that feedback via Marcia. Okay, thanks Mama for that. We see that part of the problem. Several objective areas, which is made bigger than that. So, we are so Sidana, Oma, CC, the Kuruma, especially our committee, zero good department, which is Sinanking, by operator, Avana license, you operate. At one point, we had over 100 of these mine owners. We have raised the friends, Mamai, SDNC, Mikotila, Bama license. And then the number I'm told here, yeah, but we haven't been able to get the full details designed. Okay. We are on page 8, Maras.
Kufanele ngithi iyazi yonke into eyenzakalayo especially endane yayo. Ngoba ekugcineni nabantu baye kulimanaza.
Ilo mama besithi ukhulensana lama departments kuyasizana kulelo dabu lishoyo ikhokha kuzomele siqhumane kunye nayo and then leyo mnyango wekhokha kuzothi mase sibameneza labaya bedepartment baqhumane kunye nabo la bekhokha ukuthi sinalinye inkinga leto to an extent in the minerals department kuzomele siqhumane nayo ukuthi kunale nkinga abantu abengenzi umthetho benza izinto ngaphandle komthetho benzani abantu makunjalo and also from the department of water and sanitation kumele sizwe ukuthi awa kuma-penalties izinto zokuhlwaya bahlwakusenzisa asiyekele loko also kwi-mineral department yini also nakukhokha ukhokha yaba-informed.
Ngiyabonga hlalo wami sungicacile mina njengoba bayathanda ukubadekela amashishi ma besifika and manje sebehanda seyabaleka la ibotigatwa khona bese basukongenela bonke endaweni zomakhaya komvoti emfuleni makhulu bayikhuluma inkosi ayithathe njengento engafanele ikhulume kanti yona isuke ibhekelele isizwe nangendlela esilimala ngayo umuntu oyiphuzelwe yimakhebe sezobona sephonzeka la emfuleni akukho futhi nesixwayiso akubikiwe. Ngiyabonga.
For clarifying this, I think it's clear. Because these sand mining are mushrooming in those areas. But once they've been identified, they change the mining spot. They go to other areas and continue mining there. And they undermine local issues and the whole tribal administration. They are mining.
Okay. 3.2.3. We ask you on object number 2.3, sorry. Progress on compliance, water and sanitation policy, legislation, guidelines, and regulations. That's what we are dealing with. Is it straightforward, huh? No, I skipped on 2.2.2. Assess water supply systems and wastewater treatment collection systems in compliance with relevant standards. Regular scheduled routine studies is percentage completion in assessing whether wastewater treatment collection system for compliance with effluent standards. Straightforward one. Monitor implementation of river health program in protected sites. Never grow a system to teach my process quality of some number of laws and programs implementation. Does this number of rivers where river health program is this a program run by the department?
If I may, we did have a presentation once where this was discussed. It was actually last year. And I had asked for details, and where the department actually told us that they would give us an updated report of that they were implementing the River Health program. And actually the date they gave us was March 2015. So it's actually over a year late. We've never got that report.
Can you make note of that, Tipu and Malia?
Yes.
Monitor the progress on acid mining drainage initiatives and compliance with legislation, policy, and guidelines. I thought we also had something there that talked about long-term solution. Can we add that? Where did we put the irrigation portion? 3.2.5, okay. In the main, what I would say there, as an area of output, we're talking about the conversion of those irrigation boards into water service association. Water use association, sorry. Objective number 4. Oversight of executive action within the field of water and sanitation policy, regulation and reforms.
Okay, sorry, excuse me, Stephanie. The Flutopay principle.
It's the what?
Flutopay principle. Where does this fall in?
Where
do we get the implementation of the polluter pay principle?
A quick one? Sorry?
I think we can add to the compliance issues and the 3.2.
As an output being 3.2.6.
No, we can do it.
Sure.
Again, if you look at strategic objective 4. Then look at the enhanced 4.3, enhanced regulatory compliance for dams and water users. Then I think all of those concepts of polluter-pays principle and the effectiveness of the department's directives, it will all be incorporated into that one.
Sure, what I was actually questioning is, isn't the polluter pays principle as a document on its own? Is it principle that broadly... So we spent so much time discussing this whole polluter pay principle.
You see, the issue that Mrs. Baker is raising, she talks pretty much to... Is that the other day you were in press, Mr. Mayor? You got the Senate. And next door, what do you have there?
The auditor.
Now, the spillage, not spillage, is the fat and the blood. They go through the system of the municipality. Obviously, apart from contamination of water, but most importantly, of blocking the systems. Now, when I was inquiring from the owners, among the things they were indicating to me that they don't have, the municipality does not have any policy in place. That's what they were telling me. Good, I mean, right or wrong. Now, the matter is now brought to the attention of the municipality, which I did. That's what transpired, I don't know, I never got any feedback. But that's the point you are raising, Mrs. Baker. Apart from that, obviously, you've got all your rivers.
you know, where your fridge, you know, goes to, and your dead animals, you know, dog or cat, you know, goes to. What then happens to that pollution? And of course, you also have your major industries that literally throw their stuff into the rivers and their systems. Whether we have heard any situation where there has been an implementation of that police pay, police pays. Apart from children dying, having been swallowing the water, I mean, Free State the other day, Northwest the other day, the last purpose is nothing to talk to. It's more of a compliance issue, frankly speaking. Whether or not we have the systems in place that talk to compliance. And also the penalties meted against those that pollute. People literally get away with murder. So that's the issue, Madhya, I guess, that informs the point raised on this paper.
But I think the National Environmental Management Act also has a key component which they undertake and they use instruments for non-compliance and polluter pays principles. And that falls within the purview of the National Environmental Management Act. But it has to be compliant. And if there are any transgressions, then the Department of Water and Sanitation also reports to the Department of Environmental Affairs.
So where are we featuring? 3.2.9. No.
4.3.
Okay, enhanced regulatory compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As in 4.3.2.
4.3.2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's happening here is clear. That we are not going to be able to adopt this report today. With a number of inputs that have been made, transition together with everybody else will have to come together and penetrate this once more with all the input that we've been making. I think it's worth the time that we have taken doing all what we are doing now. Okay, page, are we done with page 9? Hmm? I think we're also very smart, I must say. Page 10? Still on objective number 4. Oversight and executive action within the field of water and sanitation. Review of water and sanitation legislation. The straightforward one.
Mm.
But also the research agency is also talking about its own review of its legislation amendment, so to speak. And that's just getting there.
Water research.
Oh yeah, I see that, sorry. Monitoring and short tabling of water research amendment bill to the committee. Number 5.5. During the poor water and resource monitoring corporate sanitation function. Thank you.
pricing and tariffs, and how you're dealing with them. Pricing of raw water, you talk about the whole cycle.
Mm-hmm.
The whole value chain. That is taken care of. 4.7. Current regulator to regulate the entire value chain of water. This is trade for 4.9, 2.8. There is a TCTA currently that goes with the capital market. There is now to be your infrastructure agency.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you still continue with that trend, whether or not we are to talk about public-private partnerships. Some of the water entities, the issue bonds, what are we talking about here? We're talking about funding models. There's fiscal, obviously. There is revenue some of these entities collect.
I think we want to, instead of a fragmented approach where TCTA does OPTEC budgets from various commercial banks, I think they want to take all of those fiscal components and integrate it into one and look at the best source for financing of infrastructure. So that's one thing that I left out, the monitoring, the establishment of the National Water Infrastructure Agency. How does South Africa, in a cohesive way, finance and fund various projects and schemes without this kind of disjointed approach?
Mm-hmm.
Without the disjointed way TCTA works on its own, with off-take budgets, and water boards sometimes work on their own. We're centralized. I think those are the...
Jefferson, on a project, the department appoints them as implementing agent to look for funding. Whether it's external funding, well, it would be when it's only external funding. But there is other projects. If you look at the Medupi project, the Crocodile Medupi or the Moko project, TCTA, they're not going to do the work. They do the funding, and they get a guarantee from National Treasury, and then they must look for that funding in the open market, and that's what they specialize with. The city project is exactly the same as the William Dam, exactly the same. You know, they get involved in those, they are the specialists in
selling the project to the open market to get funding.
What I'm trying to understand here is exactly what is it I want to achieve here. Develop the funding model of
monetary
funding models. Because you're not only dealing with one fund model. For instance, your rent, what are your big players from Guinea? While they issue bonds, they also do project financing on the back of their own balance sheet. Whether that is done with guarantees from National Treasury or not, big question. So you're better off here monitor funding models. But on your strategic objective, what is it that you want to achieve? Because it could be an output that monitoring exercise. But as far as your strategic objective is concerned, it could be a matter of financing of water and sanitation projects. That is your strategic objective. It's financing of water and sanitation projects. And then your output becomes your monitoring of those funding models. Then your key performance indicator here should be what? The last one, members, we are almost done. It's almost 1 o'clock. I know it has been quite an exhaustive one, but very useful, I must say. Food for thought? Mr. Bassan?
I'm still concerned about, and I know now, maybe like coming in with, but I'm still concerned about the old method of monitoring of infrastructure, expensive brick and mortar infrastructure. Now the monitoring of this also indicates that we should also monitor not just the finances, but also that they use new technology that's cheaper. Yeah, I know, I thought I was out. But I'm still concerned that, when it gets to funding as well, that we fund the right projects. So, briefings like visits, undertaking, that is after this is, what Boston does, this is after the funds have been allocated and project is started. What happens before that? When they are still seeking funds for the project.
It's a very common issue that you are raising. We did talk about innovation. So that at the end of the day, value for money is to be sought. Whether or not, linked to the fundraising, it becomes that role of your consulting engineer. And how these consulting engineers are reaping our finances. It's quite, when you talk about, daylight you know, robbery. They have to make sure that they put off their plans. That's generally how they survive. You can imagine 20% of the total value of any specific project. That's what these consultants survive on. And the price has to be, you know, in the hundreds of millions. You can imagine a package fund of 10 million, 20 million, 30 million. There's no game for any consultant engineer there to get in and play. But are so used to, you know, 80 million rand, you know, on any specific project, you know, 100 million rand. Now you're going to subject them to a petty cash, 2 million, 4 million rand. That's not where they belong. And that's what we're confronted with. I'm of the view, members, that we really need to seriously look into this matter of these consulting engineers. I don't know how it features here. Without literally directing and telling the department what to do and what not to do. But we have on our side here the interest of how best the money can be used to improve the lives of our people for the better. That's our fundamental game that we are about. Whilst we are appreciating the need to be all of these things done, but also making sure that our role as member of parliament, especially over that role, must always be about making sure that we guard against any abuse of our money, state coffers. I don't know how and where we put that one. How would you suggest sorry.
I think to emanating from the strategic plan are a few key large programs, projects for oversight from the committee. So I don't know whether we could, as part of our performance team, begin to have a component of workshops and seminars. And then if you're looking at the water pricing strategy, you have a 2-day, then you have a 2-day, and unpack the entire concept within those 2 days. Deal with the funding model. You have a 2-day workshop and unpack all of these concerns. And then come to an idea of the way forward.
So in a nutshell, this could also form part of our plan for the year.
Yeah.
When we have to 2010. Okay. We have the conclusion. In other words, we have the introduction, the vision, the mission, we have the set of objectives that are clearly spelled out. So let's agree that we give this back to the team. We keep our notes so that when we come back, at least we have reference. So we're going to do some cross-referencing. We shall have to put a date before we rise so that we conclude this piece of work. Sorry? You cover? I want to believe that we are done for the day. We shall have to, it's 1 o'clock. Unless you want to quickly run for the minutes. Okay.
I move that we approve this, and if the member has made apology administratively, it could just be corrected. So I move that we accept this, and if the member says he has made apology and they have received it, they can administratively just correct it. Thank you.